All right, we are back here out on Dominican's beautiful lawn, having just heard some music and everybody milling about, and Sal's here. Sal, remind everybody, you're kind of the president of everything. When you were here, you graduated Dominican, well, almost 10 years ago?
Almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, okay, because I certainly remember when you were a student and you were in charge of everything then, and here you are, alum. You're in charge of everything now. You're being recognized this weekend on the 26th, right? Or for some big thing. What award did you win this time?
Well, it's the alumni reunion, so I'll be on stage again as MC. So you put a mic in my hand, and I'm ready to talk the day away.
Well, I know that's always been the thing that I've really appreciated about you, is that you love a microphone almost as much as I do, and that's good. So you attended a lot of the poster presentations and the regular presentations. Tell us about what you saw, how great everything is, and how awesome the day is.
Sure. It started off pretty early this morning. I was one of the keynote speakers up in Guzman Lecture Hall. It was really great to be with two of my former classmates. We were here at the same time. We're all actually working in mental health and clinical care, so it's really nice to kind of reconnect and meet the new generation of students. This morning, I've been walking around Guzman Lecture Hall, kind of getting a feel for what the students are doing about research. I saw a lot around mental health, self-care, well-being of students, getting ready for graduation, and I just sat in on two OT oral presentations. So it was nice to have two of the formal students that I worked with as their clinical instructor and getting to see the finished product of their capstone project now that they're getting ready to get start their level two and hopefully graduate next year as doctors of OT.
How sweet is that?
Yeah. Full circle moment. It's really cool.
That is cool. What are you doing outside of your visits to Dominican and working here and all that? What do you do professionally?
So I'm a senior occupational therapist. I work at El Camino Health. It's a nonprofit community-based hospital in Santa Clara County. So I work at Scrivener Center for Mental Health and Addiction Services in the inpatient mental health unit. I do a lot of group therapy, one-to-one sessions, assessments, and work with a multidisciplinary team, including nurses, doctors, social workers, psychologists, and psychiatrists to discharge patients from the hospital safely back into the community. I'm also a clinical instructor, and I still am very heavily involved with the department here on campus as well.
Because I still see you on campus quite often.
Yeah, I was joking that I need a private jet or at least my own parking spot or something. I'm here once or twice a month.
And as keynote this morning, what did you talk about? What did you address?
Yeah, we did it kind of like a Q&A panel. So a lot of questions were around what I'm doing now professionally, what the importance of research and evidence has been in my professional life now as a clinician for almost 7 years, and just kind of general advice that I have for the current students. I think that one really struck home. The big one is that Dominican is such a special place, and a lot of the times as first-generation college students, we don't always feel like we have a voice or we have a seat at the table, and Dominican really does a great job of making sure that we have the resources necessary, right? And so I think if we can inspire these students as first-generation students, as first-generation Americans, and really showing that almost 10 years later, I mean, we're giving back to our communities, we're professionals, and we're really trying to kind of drive the force forward.
Have you seen any of your classmates? Well, you mentioned the two, Noel, who was the other one? Sandy?
Sandy was here.
Uh-huh. And also spoke this morning.
Yep.
Okay, good. And she was terrific because she came down and did a little thing, a few minutes with me. Uh-huh. And any of the poster presentations really stand out? One that you're just not going to forget?
You know, I think just putting on my mental health OT position, they talked a lot about self-care and just burnout, I think, is a really big deal. I just went back to do my second master's program last year, and my hope was to do it around kind of staff burnout and mental health. I ended up shifting focus to more fall prevention for inpatient psychiatry, hopefully this will be the topic of my dissertation when I go back for my doctorate. But I think just the value that I'm seeing on mental health and self-care for college students is really important, and how that translates to after leaving. There was a lot of questions around, what do I do after graduation? And I talked a lot about there being so much structure while you're here on campus. You know what to anticipate next semester. You have to submit assignments. But after graduation, it's a free-for-all, right? Some students go to grad school, others travel, others get their first job. And there's no way of really gauging if you are, quote unquote, doing this successfully, right? But the big thing is really carrying everything that you learned here at Dominican and remembering those four Dominican ideals that are still ingrained in all the work that I do, and recognizing that all of your professors, all of your mentors are now part of your professional network moving forward, right? So you carry Dominican everything that you do, and really recognizing that you are now part of these 20,000 alumni, right, that the alumni board of directors now represents, which is always amazing as well.
It's funny that you bring that up. When I was a student here, decades before you were a student here, but, you know, it's funny because a lot of this is exactly as it was.
Yeah.
A little less technology back then, but, you know, I mean, this Hathaway was where I was recruited into, you know, I met a lady, and that's where I decided, you know, sitting in Anne Hathaway in the 90s, that I was going to come to Dominican.
Yeah.
And that you bring up this idea of how people go different directions upon graduation. And one thing that when I was a student, and I don't hear it very often now, is that people within education don't really talk about the finality of the door slamming behind you as you walk across that stage, and mm-hmm. you can't turn back and mm-hmm. into the warmth of, right? You are, for all intents and purposes, you are out on your own.
Yeah, you're in the big leagues now.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And it all happens in the course of about 5 seconds from mm-hmm. the time you shake President Pitchford's hand to the time you get to the edge of that stage, and that's it. Because there, that door closes for sure. Now, you could say, well, there's grad school and there's this and that. Okay, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the undergrad experience and how some students avail themselves of those 4 years in a way that others don't. Right? Now, you were not one of my students, but...
I was.
Oh, wait a minute, in public speaking.
Yeah, you were my first professor, college professor.
My very first teacher in your yep. freshman year?
Mm-hmm.
Your very first class?
Yep.
God, I remember my very first teacher, but I don't remember my second. Isn't that funny? So, yeah, that's right. You were in my public speaking class. Oh, my God. What was that, 12 years ago? 13 years ago? Let's see. You did your first speech on Shakespeare, as I recall. But... You know, they don't talk about that piece mm-hmm. of the undergrad. How, you know, everybody says, oh, I want you to do your undergraduate study. I want you to work really hard. Okay. It's not until after you graduate and that door shuts behind you that you realize, whoa, I am glad I dug in and worried about my GPA and all of that. Even though I've never been in a job interview where they asked me about my GPA. But as a student, I agonized over it, mm-hmm. as I'm sure you did, because
yeah.
you know, that way, I know you and I are very much the same way, that when it comes to that I would calculate my GPA after every exam, you know, one of those. And a lot of students don't, and then they have that moment of realization, some before the door closes, some after. Mm-hmm. I want you to speak to that just for a moment, because you understand exactly what I'm talking about. Now that you're so involved in all these people's lives and the people that are here today who are so driven, you know, if you're presenting here, you're one of those people who's driven. And if you could speak just to the idea, people who may hear this, and... talk about how important the undergrad part of your life is. or one's life, I should say?
You know, it's really interesting because one of the questions that we got at the panel today was asking about how our, I guess, attitude and behaviors changed over the course of every degree that we pursued. And I was talking about how when I got to Dominican 13 years ago, I was 17. I still needed my parents' permission to attend school. And as a first-generation college student and the eldest son of, you know, Mexican immigrants, there was this just kind of pressure to make sure that I was succeeding, right? And so I had to make sure that I had a game plan. And that game plan didn't turn out the way that I intended it, but it turned out the exact way that it needed to, right? I was admitted as an education major. And then you talking about not remembering your second class. Well, after your class, I had a history class, and it was from Columbus to Clinton. It was for my education coursework. And I realized very quickly that that's not what I wanted to do. And I had to be okay with shifting gears. So then I looked at communications. I wanted to be a news anchor for a long time. I think that I can still make that happen, or at least some kind of podcast. I looked at psychology and ultimately fell into OT, where it kind of combined all of these, right? I was still able to be an educator. I got to look at the psychology assessments. I got to talk all day in front of people, all of those things that I really enjoy doing. But I had to be flexible enough to understand that as an 18-year-old making this lifelong decision of what I wanted to pursue for the rest of my life was not fair, right? And I think that recognizing that once I switched into OT, it was an uphill battle. But it really was a battle that I would do again. I mean, with the amazing fieldwork experience that I got and being able to travel and just the professor that I still work with very closely, getting closer to my undergraduate degree, there's a huge shift in those 4 years. I mean, for most of us, we're on our own for the first time, right? So being responsible for yourself, making sure you're getting to class, doing your homework, all of those basic things. But things that we learn as young adults about self-care, financial literacy, transportation, just making sure that you're on track for graduation is huge. And of course, that's going to be the basis for grad school or whatever it is. I mean, I got to spend one more year on campus as I completed my master's degree in OT at Dominican. But for a lot of my classmates, they all went on to other things. And just 6 years ago, 6 years later, I decided to go back to school. And I just graduated last year from UCSF with my second master's. But even that experience at UCSF was completely different than the Dominican experience, right? It's night and day, where here you really are part of a community. Where at UCSF, my cohort was really small, but it's a part of such a huge entity that sometimes you get lost in that mix, right?
Plus, you would agree that graduate school is far more focused on the academic side. It was for me.
Definitely.
As opposed to the social piece care about.
Yeah.
Undergrad absolutely matters. Yes, right? It's an important piece of it. Grad school, not at all.
You're
don't
a lot
care.
More independent
I'm already,
at that point.
I'm already... Yeah. Down that road.
Yeah.
I've done that stuff. And then you add the piece for you and I, who both went to Dominican undergrad and then huge schools for graduate school, right? Just such a different experience.
Yes, 100%. You know? So
on the poster presentations, here it was, you were the keynote, you took all these questions, and I saw a couple of people. Sabrina was one who came, and she was the first person I talked to early this morning. She's probably presenting right now, and you know, her whole presentation is just terrific. It was just awesome. And I was talking to her about when I did my poster presentation graduating Dominican and how primitive the process was, right? I mean, it was literally a poster where I cut out stuff and pasted it onto it. And then we had it up in Bertrand Hall and right. And the presentation was nothing like this. Mm-hmm. It was on the wall. I made the poster. And my last question for you was, what was your poster presentation like? Do you remember?
I do remember.
I had some Calvin and Hobbes on mine, by the way.
Oh, there you go. Talking about high technology, huh?
Right.
So I was in Guzman Lecture Hall just like this morning, and just being on stage, you know, it's a it's interesting to get the opposite view of what I'm used to. And so I remember that, so in our OT program, we work in groups. So I had a group of four classmates, and ours was a project-based, evidence-based capstone project. So ours was on fall prevention for community-dwelling older adults in Marin County. So what we did ahead of time is we did an analysis of what the community needed at the time. So we got to actually shadow first responders and paramedics and see how they interacted with kind of 911 calls and falls and what OT could do to help intervene and help with that process or prevent it altogether. From there, we ended up working with two clinics that dedicated services to older adults and provided some screening resources, some exercises, and overall fall prevention. So what we did over the course of a year was collect data to see what would be most helpful for these older adults and looked long-term which information they felt would be most helpful. So anything that they could interact with. I remember we printed out this poster board with Velcro and had a bunch of different quote-unquote fall risk kind of things in the scenario, and they would point them out, and then we would educate them on whether that was a potential risk or not, right? So we talked about, you know, loose cords on the floor or moving your clothing or shoes or proper lighting or that. OTs do not like throw rugs at all. That's like one big thing that I remember right? in OT school. And so I think having that one-to-one interaction and having it really connect with them and their caregivers was the most beneficial. It's still on Dominican Scholar today, and it's still getting downloads. So it's really cool to see it.
Isn't that cool?
Time.
Yeah.
And it actually became the basis for my capstone at UCSF last year. So I took part of that data and kind of reworked it into fall prevention for inpatient psychiatry. So really specializing with the work that I do now, because the research really showed that, you know, the amount of falls that we see in inpatient psych are the same, if not more, as on the medical side. But there's just such limited interventions because everything could be caused, everything could be a ligature risk, right? So you have to get more creative in inpatient psych on how do you prevent these falls with these able-bodied individuals who are just psychotically impaired. And a lot of times the medication plays a big role into that.
For sure.
So being able to tie in kind of what I learned here in OT school into that new program has been amazing. And again, I think that the presenting at my own conference almost 10 years ago really reminded me the importance of evidence-based research, right? And being long life learners and also helping push the profession forward. And how do we do that? By researching, by publishing, by attending these different conferences at the state and national level, or just sitting in today and listening to the new research of the current OT students, I think is really amazing to see how much the profession itself has advanced over the last decade.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. What's fascinating is it was 13 years ago that you were in my public speaking class. I've, as if I'm not feeling super old every day, that just really iced the deal. All right, Sal Chavez, thank you very much for sitting in. And overall, amazing day. Everybody seems to be learning a lot, sharing a lot, and being a part of this particular community has been, it's been great. All right, so thank you very much
for
doing
it.
This. Appreciate you too.